I need to talk to you. No, it's nothing. Nothing you've done. Why would you think you've done something? I've been quiet with you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be. I've been thinking a lot, and that's never a good thing. And there's something I want to do, and I can't decide whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, and just forget I said anything, okay? Yeah, it's really not important. Just that's yes, it's important to me. But you're my best friend, and I don't know whether this is a good idea or not. And all right, I'll just. Yeah, it would be easier if we just lay down. Yeah, it's a cushion. Close our eyes and I can talk. I'll just pretend you're asleep or something. Truth is, we've been friends and then best friends for a long time. Many people assume when they see us that we're together because we vibe off of one another. We've seen each other through new loves, breakups, family issues, friends issues, work issues. We've been there for each other every time. And that kind of friendship is special and to be protected in any way possible. But there's a part of me, a very, very large part of me, that wants something different from our relationship. I want to be your girl. I want to be the girl you're going out with. I want to be the girl that you fret about because you're not sure whether she likes you or not. I remember that date very well. You liked her so much, but it never came off, and she wasn't what you expected. I want to be the girl that makes you smile. I want to be the girl that gets to hold your hand. I want to be the girl that gets to snuggle up close to you in the cold and in the dark under the covers. That curls up next to you on the sofa and watches television. I want to remove that gap between us. Yes, we hug and we get cheeky kisses when we meet. You've held me when I've been crying over a boy, and I've held you when you've needed me. There's always been that separation. We're not together. I want to close that gap. I want to be your girl so badly, and I want you to be mine. I don't know whether the fact that we're best friends translates to a good relationship between us. It might not. I'm scared of ruining what we already have. The times you've held me have been wonderful. Breathtaking. It's like my soul recognized yours and I just felt at home in your arms. But I've always had to leave them. a certain amount of time when it starts to become awkward if you're just friends, even best friends. And so I want to be your girl, I want to be the reason you smile, I want to be the reason you come home every day, I want to be the reason that you enjoy life, I want to be the reason that you feel loved. I want to give you everything. Oh, hi, you're holding my hand. Hello. I have a few more things I want to say before you say anything. I feel like right now there's the possibility of me being your girl. There's also the possibility that you're going to gently say no. And I don't want to know that yet. I want to get this off my chest first. I've seen you be hurt in the past. And I don't want to hurt you. I want to protect you. I want to be your comfort. I want to be your shield. I want to hide behind you. I want to revel in your embrace. I need to know if the things I feel are real and that they're reciprocated. I need to know if we can be in the same space and time as each other for so much more than we are as best friends, and whether we still have that ease together. I want to know if my soul settles and soars even more when I'm your girl, because I think it will. I never want to hurt you. I only want to bring you happiness. I want to spend time together. I want to explore places together. I want to read together. I want to watch TV together. I want to snuggle together. I want to wake up with you every morning. And I want to go to bed with you every night. And I know I'm really speaking fast now. And I can't get this out much quicker. I guess I'm going to have to stop talking eventually. And you're going to have to answer me. And I'm going to have to lose potentially the possibility of ever being your girl. Right now, I have both options. But you know me. Sometimes I don't like the answer, because I want to always know that it's a possibility. And I'm sorry that I'm putting you on the spot here, and I'm sorry that... Oh? Could you say that again, please? You want me to be your girl? Really? You're not just saying that because you feel pressured right now. Please don't leave me on. Please. Yes? Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get all emotional. I've been going through this in my mind and practicing this speech all day, and really? Come and get my first girlfriend hug. Yes, please. Oh my goodness. It feels so good to have that barrier down. Yes, it means you can kiss me. What do you mean you've been preoccupied with that thought for a long time? My cheeks are gonna hurt from smiling by the end of today. Thank you for taking this step with me. I know we've both been hurt in the past, but I will do everything I can. Yeah. That's okay. We don't have to say anything, we'll just have to cuddle. And eventually order food, because we're going to get hungry. And watch the movie we were going to watch before I rudely interrupted. I know this is a bit forward, but it's Friday night. Would you like to stay over? We don't, you know, if you want to sleep in a spare room, that's fine. But, I'm not asking for anything. I just would really like to be in the same house as you when we sleep. You want to hold me while I sleep? Okay. Okay. Spending the weekend together sounds perfect. Yes. No, I've got nothing else on. Thank you. Thank you. My boyfriend. So now do I have to talk to my best... I need you to put my best friend hat on, because now I need to speak to him about my new boyfriend. No, I don't want to get up. I want to stay snuggled on your chest just for a little bit longer. Oh, you are so, so lovely and warm and snuggly and...